Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. We are live this evening. It is November 13th, 2013. It's a Wednesday. We're on Station 1 tonight on bbsradio.com. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. And we'll be taking questions this evening at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And also, if the questions are short, you can type them into the quick live BBS Radio fast chat, and we're live tonight with Ron. And if everybody wants to bring up the image of the light being, you can find that at our bbsradio.com homepage and also on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So hopefully, if you've been tuning into the show, we do this pretty much at the top of every show, so most of you probably already have that up. And Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and you can hopefully bring everybody some peace energy for themselves and their space. So over to
Great.
You, Ron.
Okay, so yeah, I think we could probably use that today. It seems like one of those days, so here we go. That's what I'm hearing from people. So one of those days, clearings here, bringing the light being in to give you peace. So stronger, stronger. Stronger, stronger, oh dear, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so, boy, I guess back to you, Elizabeth. See what's cooking.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. So, yeah, it seems like it's been a hectic day for more than one of our listeners. And it just kind of, if anybody's been having that experience, you can go ahead and let us know via the fast chat or CLS questions. If you're just joining us and you have no idea what the Creation Lightship is or who Ron is, you can find a lot of really great, valuable information at our BBS homepage, which has links to our questions and answers document and also the Wikipedia page, a lot of stuff on YouTube. So hopefully you can take some time and get familiar with Ron and his work. Also, creationlightship.com is a great resource. And it's so funny because I've been going to this site now for a number of years, and I just realized the other day that there are all these wonderful audio samples at the top of the page. And if you look under the top headings, there's like a green bar, and you can find the Mind to Heart Drop, the 5-day sample. Ron does a great Be in the Present Moment tutorial, which is what we normally refer to as the finger exercise. And they're all wonderful. So if you have no idea what any of those things are, please head over to the webpage and listen to them. They're fantastic. And also, it's like a great reminder. If you're kind of having a hectic day, you can do those. They're wonderful exercises to sort of bring you back into the here and now, help you get in your body. And also, all of the sample healings will help you do that, like the Be Here in the Now. So hopefully, if you are having a day like that, you can go over there and do all of those things, and it will definitely help you out quite a bit. Ron, if it's okay with you, I'm just going to jump right into the questions. We have quite a few tonight, and
okay.
The first one deals with alien movies, because we were talking about this on Monday, on the Monday show, and a listener wrote in and found some alien movies, but something interesting that they noticed was that the alien films released in other months other than November are being re-released, I guess as like DVDs, and there were several names, but there were a few that were worth looking at were Aliens in the Attic, Alien Harvest, and Prometheus, which all had November release dates, November 11th through the 15th. So So that's very interesting. And Alien Harvest apparently is just what the title says, cultivating humans.
God.
So,
oh, boy.
Yeah.
Gotta
we
be
were
home.
All kind of... Sorry, go ahead, Ron.
You have to be home for that one, you know?
Yeah. Alien Indeed. Thanksgiving, so...
What happens... Yeah, Thanksgiving, right? That's coming up, right?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. We'll keep on going here.
Yeah. But what was I going to say about that? Oh, I don't even remember. It seems like it does sort of have to... Oh, I know. Somebody was wondering if you could clear maybe the 11s, the 11, 12, 13, and the 11, 13s, because we had talked about dates, too, and I guess people feel particularly corded to those numbers, if that's okay with you, Ron.
Sure, let's do that. So here we go, everybody. Oh, dear. So one. Oh, two. Sorry. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, we'll just see what that does here. That's for the first 11. Here we go. And 13th was yesterday. I guess it would be yesterday.
I think that's today.
I mean the 12th. Excuse me, the 12th.
Yeah.
12th is yesterday. We'll clear that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the 13th could be for today, unless you're somewhere else on the planet here. And today's tomorrow. So here we go, the 13th. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's look at the 14th, which could be your day if you're somewhere else here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that should probably, I guess, help you out, everybody. So, I don't know, let's redo 2013 at once here. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I guess that's good. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, thanks, Ron. I was yawning a lot during that, and hopefully you didn't hear me on the air. And also, people are writing on the fast chat that they're doing timeline crashing, and they have also done, they've already cleared those numbers, so that's great, and also have been timeline crashing those dates already and have done the natal barcode on them as well, which is really great. Excuse me. So hopefully that will help everybody out. And let's see, a lot of people have been requesting the clone to darkness clearing. If you would like that, just send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll get that out to you. That is for people that you know, and Ron just recently started offering that, so we've already had a few requests, and if anybody's been doing that, and you have a testimonial that you'd like to share, we'd love to hear that. So you can send that over, too. That those are always good for us to get and see how the clearings are working. Okay, so the next person has a question about timeline crashes. And they're wondering what is the proper way to do timeline crashes. They've been doing them told several ways. Check all options, set time for 600 minutes, or do first section, run timer, and then check the rest of the boxes and run the timer. Thanks for the help.
Well, whatever, any way works, so there's really no one way to do it. So they're all going to work fine for you. Just decide which way you want to go about doing a timeline crash. Just, you know, basically just put in, you know, what you want a timeline crash. Remember, the timeline crashing is for a situation, maybe an emotional problem that you're having, and physical. So just put it in there and just see which one seems to be the most effective for you. I'm sure everybody has their own way of doing it, but there's really no set way. So just go right ahead and do it. Seems to make maybe more sense to you. So that's basically it. There's nothing wrong. So any way that you do it, just keep what you want to crash, you know, fairly simple. So back to you.
Okay. So that sounds great. And I think that's true. There really isn't any one right way to do the timeline crashing. I know it might seem a little confusing at first, but I even like to put up, you know, about 6 to 10 windows depending on how large my computer screen is. And another great thing is, I know we've mentioned this on some shows too, if you have an older computer, you can just use that one as like your timeline crashing computer. And I think it would be great if we could have like a room full of monitor screens where people would just come and do timeline crashes. That would probably help out a lot. So just putting that out there in case anyone has the means to do that, it would be really wonderful and helpful. Wouldn't that be great? Like the CLS Command Center?
If somebody was unemployed, or I won't say unemployed, that's not the right word, retired, or have a lot of time on their hands, and they can, like a bus or something.
Yeah.
Out of town, and people can come in, pay at the door, and come in and sit in there and have maybe 10 computers around them doing you know, some timeline crashes or something. But that could be maybe overdosing the person too, but it's kind of a good thought, yeah.
Well, we could have them work in shifts. So when they got tired, we could have new people come in and do it. So that would be great. The next, I always think of that when you're at the expos around and we have the light chamber there and there are all the monitors, and I keep thinking, I wish that could be like, you know, the entire room. It would definitely help out a lot of people. So, but I guess the most important thing to remember is you do just have to be responsible for yourself and be self-empowered in your own healing. So that really is the most important thing. And the next person actually is writing about that, and they have a really nice testimonial, and they say they've done a lot of clearings and feel more in the moment with less densities. The most profound healing was the robotic program clearing. It cleared many programs that led me to having mind energies and attacks at work with non-light energies. I always drink the $1 entity repellent water before charging. I'm sorry. I always drink the $1 entity repellent water charging before I go to work. I can't even explain how priceless these clearings are. I have more discernment when dealing with staff and inmates where I work. I have less judgment, and it's like people are attracted to me. I have noticed many people of the opposite sex hitting on me, asking me how I'm always in a good mood and how come I have more compassion towards others. Not to forget, I always do my body energy shrink wrap before leaving home. I tell them that's because I view situations from the heart and not the head. Now on to the next clearing, which is people courting me. Thank you so much. That's great.
Information.
Yeah, the clearings do help you to become more heart-centered, Ron, and we all know that's really important.
Yes.
Also, I don't know, I'm sure you probably know about this, but the if you're wanting to remove cords, the Tuesday call is great. And that's the cording removal special, and that's a weekly call that Ron offers to get the energetic cords removed from you. So that's a really good one to get on, and it's every week. So hopefully if you're feeling heavily corded, that's a really good one to do. And thank you so much for writing in about that. We always like hearing about how the clearings are working for you in your life.
We got a beat.
Okay, great. Hi, do we have a caller?
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Elizabeth. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, Larry. How's it going?
Hi. Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I had a testimony on maybe some questions for Ron, too, at the end of it, that I feel wonderful now. I was in the future, and things were turbulent, but I was brought back to the present moment, and Ron helped me, I believe, with that, to do that. It's like if the doorbell rings and you hear it ring, you go there, nobody's there because you're in the future. And then it rings maybe a few minutes later, somebody is there, and you go and you answer the door, and there they are. So I was living in the future, and I was brought back to the present moment. And it was really turbulent and conflicting, but now it's very peaceful and very good. And I think Ron explained that to us, too, the other day. But so anyway, I see the Creation Lightship timeline. Does that go to the heart area, Ron?
Well, the timeline, typically, I would probably say no. The timelines are what you're living on. And when you're in the now, everything in the now is with you, and everything is, everything in the now will have life force energy. And so everything in the now is current. That's what I'm waiting for. I've talked to this off and on. I'm waiting to see if we can somehow find the maybe timeline that's still of source energy that hasn't, let me repeat that, source energy timeline that's here. Because the aliens have taken that and probably copied and pasted over it all the different horrific events on this planet. So as we see things happening to people, that's probably on a timeline, and maybe the real Earth doesn't even have that event happening. So, you know, what's happening now in the Philippines, which looks awful, you know, and I'm sure there's other you know, situations out there and from the past that's, you know, even maybe just as bad or worse. But what if that is just strictly... And, you know, and people are, you know, are dying and having pain and everything else on them. I'm not, you know, talking about that they're not having that. That it's not a real experience. But what if it's only an experience on a timeline? And they put all these people on this timeline, cause that event, and then copy and paste it here. Where in the real Earth timeline, none of that is even occurring. But yet we're seeing it here. Well, that's kind of what I'm looking at is, you know, I'm waiting to see... to get rid of those alien timelines that are copied and pasted in to where maybe here in the U.S. we can see some rainforest up there, maybe in Idaho, Wyoming area, you know, where it's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I'm hoping to maybe bring about or look at, you know, in the future, because there's just so much going on here that's so bad. And you start looking around, and you go, isn't there any hope? Well, maybe the hope's already here. Maybe we're just living on these crappy timelines. And you know that when you are on the CLS timeline, which is just the now timeline of life, your life works much better. So why don't you just take that and go, well, I want to see more and more of this Earth on a better timeline, and maybe something will happen, you know? So that's kind of what I'm looking at here. And so, your example,
yeah,
Larry,
that's a tremendous timeline. That's a universal empowering concept of a timeline. The now is a tremendous concept. I understand now what the timeline is. It's a universal omnipresent timeline.
Yeah, in source energy, yes, Where all the energy is here at one time from source energy, and nothing can affect. So that's what I'm looking for. And then you're going to see the real Earth energy. That's the, you know, the spirit of the Earth created. in its full beauty and manifestation energies of what it is. And what you're talking about, what you mentioned about being in the future, hearing your doorbell ring, and you went there, and when you opened the door, that or when you started moving, that probably put you into the now, and actually nobody was there. So you're kind of describing what we're all going through here is like, you know, what's really happening here, you know? And yours is more of a physical, you know, manifestation of what people are probably seeing daily. You know, they're seeing stuff from other timelines as they get copied, and that can become a reality. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, that's very good, Larry. You know, you brought up something that people might kind of understand or wonder why things happen the way it does or they do, and you can't really put your finger on it. Well, maybe you're in some other timeline in the past or even the future, and wonder why life isn't working right because you're not connected. You're only connected to something outside. Maybe, you know, in that timeline that you're living in, maybe there's only 1,000 people on the planet here, you know, hypothetically looking. They've added, and so how do you expect anything to work for you when you're trying to find people to interact with? It's much like when you walk into a place like a shopping mall, for instance, or maybe you're on the subway and you look at all the people, you know, like in New York there, and you look at the people and you go, holy cow, you know, I'm here, and I feel like I'm completely alone, and you look, it's just like you're, you know, you're sitting down on the seat, and you look around, and it's like you're in a movie theater, you know, in the center of a movie theater looking at all these people, and hardly any of them are actually real. But yet they're in your hologram sharing that experience with you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thank you, Larry.
Okay, thank you very much, Ron.
Hey. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, timelines are a big deal, and we should all crash them. So thanks for calling, Larry. And Ron, I was wondering, maybe we could do a clearing or two for people. It seems I got a couple of requests, one for anger, depression after a breakup or attachment, and one for fear.
Hey. Yeah, okay, depression after
a breakup.
A relationship that I guess people left, okay, that you left or they left. So here we go. And also what I'll comment on that, let's just say that you were in a relationship and, you know, it's done and over with, and you will say that you feel great, you're gone, you know, you feel wonderful. But is that maybe that person is now sending you bad vibes, you know, etc. So you could have energetic cordings happen to you, and also maybe hexes, spells, and curses. So you may want to look at that, you know, if that's your situation, because even though you may feel wonderful, there could be other things happening to you that may not be of benefit. So here we go. We'll do a clearing for that awful situation that's keeping you on timelines with that person, maybe in your dreams or thoughts or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, what else should I do, Elizabeth? Any other ideas?
There's a couple of other suggestions around, and I was thinking maybe fear or abandonment. There's also sadness.
Okay, let's do sadness here. So it could be related to a relationship problem, situation, or just You know, it doesn't have to be a person. It could be one of your animals or pets that is no longer with you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's do one for, I guess, heartache for people. Remember, it's getting this time of year again. And for most people, the end of the year, you know, is, you know, not always the most pleasant thing. Maybe somebody has left and is no longer here living. And, you know, you have your family reunion, et cetera, and the person's not there. You never said goodbye to them. Maybe you got in an argument with them last time you saw them, you know, maybe 10 months ago or something. 7 months ago, or, you know, and now they're no longer here, and you can't say, you know, I was really a jerk, and I shouldn't have done that to you. And all your family members know that you were a jerk, you know, and now you're going in there feeling all this guilt and sadness because you should have said something. And what would you do in the case like that? You'd probably want to, you know, get rid of the energetic cordings from all of your relatives. That's what I would probably do first. Anything else before I do a clearing on this here?
Well, I had a lot of thoughts come to mind about what you just said, and it seems like what would be the best way to get rid of all those cordings from your past relationships. But we can talk about that after you do it, Ron. It's
okay. So here we go. Let's do a clearing
for your issue.
Yep, sadness. So think of an issue that you might have. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and let's just do one for energetic cording. So let's give you an idea. So if you did have a situation, maybe for some reason you weren't the jerk, but somebody else was last year, we'll say, during that special event, maybe of Thanksgiving or Christmas. That's kind of what we're talking about here. And now you got to go into that room with that person, and you still hold a lot of anger toward them. Which you should not be harboring. So let's release that from you. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Elizabeth. Let's see what we can do next here to help people out. And these are good samples for you to kind of think about as you go into the situations that will be happening, you know, this month and next month. So kind of see how and what you might need to have you go through the process and kind of just breeze through it and not have anything going on with you. Remember, the dark side will give you everything that it can to torment you. It'll give you thoughts and dreams and everything. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's so true. And especially around this time of the year, I feel like it's even more difficult for people because, you're bringing up all of those, you know, people you don't see very often, and you have to go and, you know, have dinners and parties and all these things. So it really is a heavy time of year for a lot of people. And so hopefully... Ron, what would you suggest is the best way to deal with that? And also I was thinking, too, like, it would be great if you could get on the the courting calls every week. Or
that would be good for your issue too. Going through. Well, the first thing is that you have to remember we always talk about timelines. So all of a sudden, when you go to that situation, right? Let's say you go to Thanksgiving, at somebody's house who's had it every year or whatever, and right away you're going to be pulled into last year's timeline, right, or a couple years before. So you want to clear those timelines out so that they're not going to affect you. And maybe your relatives might be taken off of that particular timeline also. So that's what I would do, is some timeline crashes on that particular event, and you can go back in time and put last year in there and the year before. So maybe the people aren't going to bring it up to reactivate the new timeline. That's just an idea.
Yeah, and I would think that you'd want to be really specific with the timeline crashing. Like, you'd want to say, if you have a dysfunctional relationship with someone, you'd want to put that person's name into the into the timeline crash, and whatever emotion is connected with that person.
Yeah, definitely. And and just see how it relates to you too. Maybe you get angry now when you think about it, as we're talking about the situation. Maybe you're tearing up because somebody's not here. Maybe you get a knot in your stomach because, oh geez, now I gotta go. I'll just kind of see where we are pushing your buttons right now. That's what I would say. Where is your buttons being pushed? If none being pushed, that means that you probably have some clearings and you're out of it. So remember, you want to go to wherever you're going to be in peace. Otherwise, why would you want to go to some place to be tormented? Another way to look at it is, are you really in control of your life? Are you doing this because you have to? Okay? So are they, trying to put you into their paradigm, into their timeline for you to show up? Maybe it's a financial hardship on you. Maybe, you're unemployed now or something, or situations happened, and for you to go to somebody's house to look happy and everything else, it's got to cost you $1,000 to go there. And you don't have that much money, but yet you don't want to lose face and say, I'm broke, I don't have it, can you lend me the money or something to go? But, or maybe you just don't want to go in general because you just don't want to be with these people. Maybe they're full of octopus energies, and you go, holy crap, I don't want to go there again. I see the light, So it's up to you to change, your reality and to, maybe not go there. So everything that you're looking at, could be a situation. So let's do, that's what we'll do, is a clearing here to release the octopus energies. Talked about that. That maybe you got last year from your relatives. Uncle Harry gave you a big hug, and he weighs 350 pounds, and you don't want to really get hung by him again, and he's all the stuff flying out of him into you. So here we go. So if you have any energies that were attracted to you and they're still living with you, we'll see if we can get them out. So octopus energies, most common, so releasing those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. If you felt your body change, then get on the Alien Attack page maybe for a week. Get that session, and by all means, get rid of the octopus energies. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's these are all so many good points, Ron, and it's such a huge reminder to everybody. It can be a very difficult time of year for a lot of people, so hopefully I like to take notes during the show, and if I feel particularly corded to something that Ron is doing, I know that I have to go back in and timeline crash that or maybe do a more in-depth clearing. They're such great samples, Ron. Thank you so much. And also, when we were clearing the first one, the relationship issue, I find that I was wondering what would be the best way just to stay on that topic for a little bit longer, you know, because, I mean, we have relationships with people throughout our lives, and, you know, some of them last for, you know, anywhere from a number of months to a number of years. And then, you know, if you are in a relationship and you break up with that person and they're not in your life anymore, how do you know that they're really not in your life anymore? Like, what do you have to do to completely disconnect and decord from that person so they're no longer giving you bad energy? Especially, you know, if one person wanted out of the relationship and the other one didn't.
Well, that's really a good question. I would first probably crash the timelines, maybe of when you got out of the relationship, okay? Because that could be having a lot of negative energy there. So get rid of those timelines. That way you won't be corded as much. Use some cording energies. Get rid of the cords from the person. And also do it on that person, too. You know, do it on you, them, and them to you. So you want to do it both ways. And also, if you do timeline crashes, do it on them also, so they can be off that timeline with you. So that's the whole thing is to, a lot of people say, I don't want to do a clearing for my ex, you know, that's the last thing I'd ever want to do. Well, believe me, that's probably the best thing you could do is to clear them out, because it'll release them from you also. So, you know, even though it may not seem that, you know, you want to do that, boy, always clear out the other person. That's kind of what I would recommend doing here. But, you know, you got timeline crashes. You got, you know, do you have anger? Maybe they have anger. Maybe they're giving you the anger, okay?
Right.
And so by them giving you the anger, you think that it's your own. Now you don't know what to do because you go, wow, this is pretty strange. You got anger now with this person. And it could be their cording infecting you. Energetic cords, you know, give energy to you. And you could have that same situation happening to you because, oh, you haven't did a clearing on them and also yourself. So that's kind of what I would do.
Yeah, that's true because, I mean, even if you've timeline crashed all your issues, I mean, if you haven't cleared out theirs, you may not even be thinking about them, but they're still thinking about you and, you know, hooking you up to, you know, whatever their emotions are towards you. So, my goodness, that would be a great holiday present to get yourself or somebody else. And that is a really good way to look at it, too. You know, it's true. I mean, we think, oh, this person's out of my life. They're not my life anymore. But, you know, chances are those cordings are still there.
Yep.
So that's important.
Yeah, so always, you know, do that. In fact, if you are looking at a situation, you know, going to see some person or people, and, you know, you go, oh, you know, this person is always negative or always, you know, tossing me like when I was, you know, one of your siblings probably, you know, when you were, you know, 10 years of age and they treat you that, as that and you're naturally above 10 years of age. So, you know, you may want, you know, to do a clearing on them, an emotional clearing so that they're not stuck in that emotion. Oh, you know, that's the whole thing is if you do some clearings on your friends or relatives, you know, it might be a really nice relationship for all of you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's such a good reminder, Ron. And I think I actually just heard a beep come in. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you could pick up on anything me and my boyfriend have been arguing.
Wait, hold on. I don't do readings.
Oh, okay, I just asked him that, and he connected me through.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
If you've been arguing, do some timeline crashing on it. Have you done any emotional clearing yet?
No. What do you mean?
Ah, how old are you?
42.
42? Okay.
I'm a social
worker.
What
I have on my website, creationlightship.com, is the clearing to clear out all of your emotions, or maybe 90% of them. It's probably, with your age, probably about 10 minutes to do once you get in there. And you could be at peace.
CreationLightShift.com?
Yep, uh-huh. And just do an emotional clearing on yourself, and then also, you know, do one on your boyfriend or husband or whoever, so you can be in peace. It takes away the trauma.
Okay, thank you.
I'll do a sample for you right now. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
But what I need you to do is to think of maybe your situation that you had for arguments or something, right? That what you're dealing with right now is a confrontation?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you think about that and see how your body's responding to it?
It gets all tight and I get all aggravated.
Hey, perfect. You ready? I'm gonna mm-hmm. see if I can release that right now from you. Okay, ready? There. Now look at it and see if that feels a little better when you look at it.
Mm-mm.
Do it again here. Ready? Here we go. There. I think you got a lot of, I think it's probably your anger body here. I'll just do some clearings here. Here we go. How you feel now?
It's a little better, but I definitely think it's a lot of anger.
Okay, here we go. So, there we go. Clearing off some anger here. And, okay, how's that doing? Is it about half of what it was?
Not really.
Okay. Well, you need to do your whole lifetime emotional clearing. That can get rid of trigger issues, you see, because everything that we deal with is triggers.
Okay.
You could be dealing with situations from being with him for the amount of time that you've been with him, plus all of your other relationships in your life. And they all come together right now in this moment, and you could be having situations with the situation that you're having could be from all of your other past situations, and it also gets very reactive because they all build upon themselves. Once mm-hmm. that happens, then you're on that emotional roller coaster ride for all the situations of anger that you've had in your lifetime that sort of deal with a similar issue. Do you have anything to add to that, Elizabeth?
Yeah, chances are it's just the anger was brought up by this person who's in your life, but it's probably an old issue that you need to clean out. So I would even suggest, Ron, I mean, the whole lifetime emotional clearing is great, and that's like a whole lifetime clearing. And then there's also the anger body clearing. But you may not even find that you need that after you do the whole lifetime emotional, because it does sort of really help you to be at peace with a lot of things that were bothering you before. So that's all I really have to add. But I think that anger is a really powerful one. So that probably started, you know, way back in the day, and it was just never dealt with. And then, you know, here comes this person onto your timeline that then sets off all these triggers. And then, you know, this is so that you keep getting abducted onto this anger timeline. So you should definitely try to stop that. But that's all I really have to say. And yeah, check out the website, creationlightship.com.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Okay, yeah, interesting. Seems like a lot of people have relationship questions tonight. And also, I thought of something earlier too, Ron. I was even thinking about animals and your relationship with your animals, because I think we've talked about this on other shows, and a lot of people have been writing in about things going on with cats, and you probably would want to do clearings on your animals, because I think a lot of the times they absorb our emotions. So if there's not a balanced house and, you know, you're arguing and you have pets, they're going to take that on too. And it becomes very not peaceful for them.
So let's do a pet clearing. And here we go. So One, two, it will take away some stuff that your pet may have collected from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay. Another thing, let's just do this here. This would be very interesting for people. So get one of your pieces of clothing that you've had or have right now that maybe you're in a situation with, right? Maybe it's a coat and you haven't washed it. Regular clothing you're probably going to be washing, but maybe you have a coat or a jacket or gloves or a hat or something that you had with you during a confrontation of something. So I'll let everybody get something like that, and I'll clear the energy off of that for you. So I know you're going to bring the whole wardrobe out.
I know. I was just thinking, I don't know what to grab.
So let's, as you're getting that, I'll do the mind to heart drop. And this, the lady who just called in could also do, if she's still listening, I hope. So you want to command your spirit. Remember, everything is a command. So you want to command your spirit to take your thoughts that you have in your head. We call it the mind-to-heart drop. And you drop those thoughts into your heart. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So now you should feel pretty good. So let's do a clothes clearing here. So look at your clothes, feel the energy on it. Maybe you want to wash your hand off now after you touch something. Maybe you only wear it when you have those special confrontations, you know. I'm wearing clothes, you know.
This is my anger shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But yeah, I've covered up because it has some nice words on the back of it.
Right.
Oh, boy. So anyway, here we go. So, during that, so I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, it's kind of heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. We'll see how that feels for everybody. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ron. And I feel like this is great. It's all these samples you're giving us tonight are so wonderful. And if you like the samples and you feel helped by them, you can always donate via the donate via PayPal button, too. That's always nice. And speaking of timelines and timeline crashing, and we had a caller a couple weeks ago, I think it was two Mondays ago, and she called in about finding out that an acquaintance had lost a child in a car accident. And so she decided to do the timeline crash after talking to you, Ron, as she couldn't do the deceased loved one clearing. And this incident happened over a month ago, and within a few days, she read an article in a local paper that a politician is doing something to remedy the traffic conditions due to this horrible accident. This is so unheard of within the bureaucracy, though she did know quite a few local politicians locally as a community organizer. I guess this is the parent of the child who died. So this person is writing in saying they give credit to the timeline crash and just hope when they see the mother, she won't be in total shock and not able to function. So thanks, Ron and CLS, for the tool of the timeline crash. Very interesting. So by doing a timeline crash, it seems like that opened up the space to have some positive changes in the community there. That's really great to know.
Another way of looking at it, see, the timeline crash, everybody's on, you know, mm-hmm. was dealing with that situation. So you're all in that timeline. So when you crash it, all of a sudden you may have new opportunities happening for you because, maybe you're in the trenches or down that rat hole at the very bottom. You do a timeline crash and you're up breathing fresh air again. So it can give you a lot more possibilities. Don't feel as stuck. That's one way to look at timeline crashes, too.
Definitely.
Good show. Wish we had another hour on it.
I know. It's getting really good here. We're it's going by so fast, too. It's true. And I think a lot of the times the timeline crashes help you in ways that, and other people in ways probably, it seems like from what this listener's saying, that you probably didn't even realize before you started doing it. So they're just wonderful. And thanks for everybody for writing in these great testimonials. It's really awesome. So another person's experience, this is from another listener who is, they're saying with the Creation Lightship and Ron's healings, after years of looking outside themselves for answers on enlightenment, they've released density and are filling their physical body with the spirit of light. They have had some discomfort, but the outcome has been peace, leaving the world of duality behind and the aches and pains of the physical body. And they say these side effects are so much better than any list the drug companies give you for their side effects after taking their pills. So that's great to know. And they said it's an infomercial on side effects. So these are all of the side effects that you will have from working with your own source energy and the Creation Lightship. Very good.
Very good. So let's. I want to do some type of clearing here, maybe. I think what we could do here.
Somebody was asking earlier for a stomach. I guess physical pain in the stomach.
Okay, here we go. He's dealing with the stomach pain. So one, two, three, four, releasing this, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. See if that helps you, everybody.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And I think we're actually going to have to end on that note because we are out of time. Great
like
show.
That. Yeah, the timeline has ended.
The timeline has ended for the Wednesday live BBS show, unfortunately. But we are back on Friday, and we're on Station 2, same time, 7 p.m. Pacific and 10 p.m. Eastern. Also, Saturday, we do live on the Lightship, same 7, 10 Eastern. And also, Ron is doing the 8-hour healing intensive calls this Sunday is another one on November 17th. So if you can get on that, that's a great one to do. And also there's a Thursday clone body removal call. All of this information is on creationlightship.com. So Ron, I'll turn it over to you. Thanks everybody for your great questions and testimonials. And I'll just turn it over to you, Ron, and say goodnight to everybody. Thanks again.
Okay, so we'll do the mind a heart drop again for everybody. Dropping down, expanding your spirit, take your thoughts into your heart. So 10987654321, 10987654321, and 10987654321. Okay, everybody, thank you, and we'll see you on the next program. And tomorrow we have our replica call, getting rid of clone replicas of you that live in your space, causing you problems. So thank you. Bye, everybody. Good night.